Are you too old to have sex? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Four myths to having sex as you age. When it comes to sexual activity, when we were younger, we were probably focused on birth control and finding time to enjoy sex because you're either working and you have kids. But then things change when you get older. You're retired, you have more time, you're not busy as work, the kids are out of the house, and you're like, what do I do with my free time? Well, how about more time to think about having sex? But there are challenges when you get older. So let's talk about the four myths of sex as you get older and aging. So many of our focus is full of myth because we think that as you get older, you shouldn't have sex or you can't have sex. But that is farthest from the truth. In fact, recent studies have shown that 60 to 70% of seniors over 65 want to have sex and are having sex. And more than half of the men and women said that are still sexually active, and a third of them are having sex at least twice a month. So there are four misconceptions and myths associated with aging and sex. What is the myth number one? There's nothing you can do about normal body changes or medical condition, and they all interfere with sexual activity and enjoyment. That is farthest from the truth. Yes, when you get older, you do have other medical conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, being overweight, arthritis, and heart condition. But that doesn't mean that you cannot have sex. There are other remedies available. Let's discuss one of the most common diseases when you get older with regard to sexual activity. For women, it is painful intercourse caused by vaginal dryness and changes that happen in the vaginal muscles. Well, there are vaginal lubricants and moisturizer that are available that are water-based that can help. And there are also topical estrogen that doesn't go systemic that can also help as well too. And this is readily available. So I'm gonna put a link in the show note on vaginal lubricant that I recommend. So women, hear this loud and clear. You do not have to suffer with painful intercourse or vaginal dryness. There are help available. Just ask your doctor as well. There are also pills available as well. And most of them are also insert and you can put down there. There are topicals. So know that there are treatment available. And ask for men, if you're experiencing ED, yes, there are ED medication, but there are also other alternatives as well. Even just looking at fixing the foundation of your body, such as keeping your health and losing some weight with a proper diet and exercise and sleep. If you do that, it may go a long way before you start popping the ED medication, because when you take ED medication, it's really just treating the symptom, is padding the problem and not treating the cause of the problem. Almost like if you take ED medication, is like you have a car that has engine problem, all you do is just adding a fresh coat of paint on the car, but you're really not fixing the problem with the engine. So your body is the engine. Your body is the foundation. Try to fix that first. And how do you fix it? You fix it with diet, with eating a healthy diet, with full of fruits and vegetables and lean meat, such as the Mediterranean diet. I'll put that in the show notes. And then exercising, like 30 minutes, three times a week. You don't have to do it every day. Get adequate sleep and stress management. Stop smoking. And also, I did an episode on the five food to avoid and the five food to eat. for a power erection. Follow that, because fixing your engine, your body, goes a long way. Versus if you take an ED medication such as Viagra or Cialis, it's only going to work temporarily, and you're going to find that over the years, it's not going to work anymore. And what's next? Trimix, or what's next? A penile implant. But if you start fixing your engine and your foundation, your body, you're going to notice that it's going to go long term and is really treating the root cause of the problem. But you'll find out that if you do the four pillars, like I mentioned, with diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction, you may even lose a little bit of weight. You could get off of your blood pressure medicine, get off of your cholesterol medicine, can even improve blood flow as well too. So don't underestimate the four pillars of health. Now, myth number two, sex causes heart attack. Well, sex is a rare trigger of heart attack. We actually see that more in the movies than anything else. Medical experts calculate that the risk of heart attack for a 50-year-old man who exercises regularly is 1 in 1 million. And if that risk triple, if he is engaging in sexual activity in 3 to 1 million, but he has to be engaging in sexual activity for 2 hours to be at the risk of 3 in 1 million. Now, if you had a heart attack, you definitely need to talk to your doctor when you can engage in sexual activity as well. Now, the risk of having a heart attack and having another heart attack during sexual activity is between 10 to 30 in a million. But again, one of the gauge is that if you can walk up a flight of stairs and not be short of breath, then it should be fairly safe. But again, always check with your heart doctor first before you engage in sexual activity. Now, if you have heart conditions, as long as you're not experiencing symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or irregular heartbeat, or nausea, indigestion, you can engage in sexual activity. But if you are experiencing chest pain, shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat, or nausea, indigestion, then you shouldn't engage in sexual activity. Again, always speak with your doctor first. Now, myth number three, sex isn't important when you get older. Well, that is farthest from the truth. Sexual health and intimacy is so important no matter how old you are. Sex may be different as you age, but it is still be fulfilling and enjoyable. Satisfying sex life is as important as general health, as important as for quality of life. So if you need to navigate the topic, talk with your doctor. So most of the time, it's probably a physical condition that may be limiting you, and that a doctor may just be able to do some blood work and analyze what is going on with you. And in my last episode, I said that only 17% of patients discussed about sexual health with their doctor because of the sensitive nature of the subject. And even doctor themselves may not be comfortable in discussing that. So if you're a patient, you're listening to this, initiate conversation with your doctor. And if a doctor, you're listening to this, initiate conversation with your patient, because sexual health should be the fifth vital sign, and it should be a normal part of a history and examination. So number four, older adults don't have to worry about sexually transmitted disease. Actually, age does not protect you from sexual transmitted disease, or STD. In fact, STD infection is rising in older populations, especially population over 65. Conditions such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis are rising because of more casual sex and also dating app. So having said that, you can still get STD, go see your doctor and get evaluated. Now, one of the things that elderly patients have a higher percentage of STD is because they're living longer and the mucous membrane or the tissue that needs lubrication changing, and it's not as protective as it was when they were younger as well too. But there are treatments that are available and medication that is available to treat the STD. I remember when my parents were alive and they would close the door and pretend like nothing is happening. And I was at home from college and I myself never thought about my parents as having sex. And now that I'm older, I'm in my 50s, I know exactly what they're doing. But at that time, in my mind, they were too old to have sex. But that is probably farther from the truth. So having said that, I truly believe that you can enjoy sexual activity to the day you die. I have seen it in my patients in their 70s, their 80s, and 90s, still enjoying a robust sex life. And it can be done. So take care of your penis, your vagina, as you would take care of your teeth. You floss it, you brush it, you maintain it. Same thing with your sexual organ. Use it or you will lose it. Take care of it. How do you take care of it? Maintaining good blood flow to it. And how do you maintain good blood flow? Diet, exercise, sleep, and decreasing stress. If you just focus on one of that, that will go a long way. As in anything, if you take care of your body, it will take care of you. And not necessarily taking a medication will take care of everything. Sometimes you got to take care of your body, your engine, and your foundation. So that way it can take care of you when you get older. So having said that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would appreciate it if you like, subscribe, and comment and share this episode with the people that you love, because I'm adamant to express that you can have sexual activity to the day you die. Let's create a sexual revolution together to enable men and women to regain our sexual independence, so that way we can enjoy sexual activity until the day that we die. And so I will link the Mediterranean diet and Good Morning Smoothie in the show note, and check out my Modern Man Club. It's a space where I coach you, where you get to ask me live questions, when I coach you to get out of ED, to restore sexual functioning. Again, check out the Modern Man Club at noedman.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care, Modern Man. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit menssexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.